great pleasure to introduce 10-minute speaker for tonight is Jillian from
I'm Jillian. I'm an alcoholic.
I have an opinion on the whole Christmas Day meeting thing, but I will refrain from sharing it because I'm not a regular here. It's very hard for me because I feel strongly about the topic. AA teaches me to keep my mouth shut at certain times. I don't know what he's doing here. Let me just leave with that. Maybe to break the ice, I don't know. But the fact is that this has been on my mind for a while now, the fact that 31 years ago, I sat over there and watched my mom pick up a one-year kid right here. And I remember that. And because I was young, and at that point, you know, we didn't have tablets or phones or things, which I accidentally learned some things coming to meetings. You know, occasionally, like I remember coming to this meeting, and even through middle school and high school, I would go to meetings with my mom and accidentally heard some stuff, which I think has been useful in my life. And I remember hearing about, like, you know, what it means to really save yourself, really make amends. And I remember hearing some people talk about spirituality and the difference between spirituality and religiousness and how God was different for different people. And that sort of, you know, struck me as a little 10-year-old just hanging out or whatever. And I also learned that with my family, you know, and my genetics, that I learned that I probably wasn't going to get out of the ability to drink successfully. I knew that my chances were not good. Both of my parents were alcoholics, and my chances were not good. So I didn't. You know, a lot of you guys talk about starting drinking really, really early, and I didn't, because I knew that I would be struck alcoholic, like, immediately. But unfortunately, I was a very uncomfortable human. Very uncomfortable. I did not know how to have conversations with people. I didn't know how to get along with my peers. I didn't know how to develop and nurture normal stuff. And so I think I learned how to pretend really well. My dad was an actor, and I learned how to act like people do. I learned how to act like normal humans do. And by the way, this whole 10-minute time frame thing is weird. Everybody knows the times that time stops when you come up here. So if 10 minutes come up, just let me know. I'll stop even if I'm in the 15 minutes, because you guys are here for the headliner. And so I learned how to pretend. And I also was good at it made me feel better to be smarter than, better than, holier than thou, a sense of self-righteousness. That made me feel like maybe I had something, because deep down I really did not feel like I had anything. So I remember going through life faking it hard. And I didn't start drinking until really like 21, because I knew I would be struck alcoholic in a year. So I remember my first drink, and I remember my last drink. My first drink was freeing. I was 21. It was freeing. I was like, oh my God, I can actually do this. It was exciting. It was fun. It was light. It was carefree. And I remember my last drink, which was me alone on the couch, cursing this beer, saying, "You don't come over. You don't work anymore. It doesn't work anymore. There's not enough strength in this county for me to feel okay." So somewhere between that first one and that last one, I rode this wave of like, it's great. It's good. living life, having fun, having a good time. It made me feel better for real. I didn't have to pretend anymore because I was. I was exciting and I was fun and I was the life of the party and I was okay and people wanted to be around me and it was great. And at some point, something shifted and I don't know what it is. Something shifted and it kind of stopped working. And I wasn't having as much fun and things weren't as good and people didn't do what I wanted to do and I couldn't get out of it and everything was a mess. And so I remember that last drink. And unfortunately for me, I knew where I had to go. So I walked in the doors. 3,000 miles east of here. I walked in the door knowing that was it. That was it. Jig was up. I had to get a functor. I had to work the steps. I had to stop drinking forever. I walked in the door knowing all of that. And it sucked. It really, really did. And I don't have a ton of time, but I have enough time to kind of see my sobriety in some phases. And that first year or so was, it sucked. And then, I got into fellowship and actually started really looking at stuff and really helping others and really being excited and on fire for the program. And then I got into a phase of moved to the mountains and God came into my life. I had the moment of clarity. And so that was like a spiritual phase, and I had like my general service phase where I was like, everybody should be a GSR. Woo! And then I went through a phase of, I'm not working, but I want to show myself. So I have these phases, and I've been back in Santa Maria a little over a year, and I am hoping, I feel like, I'm back into a healthy, active, positive, good representative of AAA, DDD. And I've always been jealous of the people who come into the program who get sober and they clean up their act and then they get married and then all of a sudden they're having a baby and isn't this such a blessing and they have this sponsor that they've worked with and they've been with for years and they go all together and they do parties with those people, the millionaire people. I don't have that. I don't have that in my life. I don't have that in my program. I have a mess. I have a mess. And my program is all over the place. When I had 1 year, I thought the girls who had 2 years were amazing. Mm-hmm. And when I had 2 years, my sponsor who had four was a goddess. And she knew everything. And the people who had 10 years were superstars. And I had 10 years and I'm I don't know anything. I don't know anything, but I think, let me give you an example. My sponsor took me out last weekend, so I've had this stuff that I'm working on, and I haven't been getting it done, and I keep going, we're going back and forth, and back and forth, and back and forth. Here's my version doing it, here's my version doing it. My sponsor, eventually, just a piece of paper on the trunk of my car and a pen was here's what you do, Jillian. Right. I am resentful at this person because, right, it made me feel. That's a dangerous thing. I look at that and think, that's month two stuff. How come why am I in this position where my sponsor still has to teach me these things? My sponsor still has to, lay it out for me, black and white like that. Shouldn't I know more? Shouldn't I be better? Shouldn't it be natural? Shouldn't it be easy? Shouldn't it be, automatic? I'm so dumb. I'm so lame. I don't know anything. I pretend I know stuff, but I don't know anything, obviously, because she still has to lay out, so, like, the kindergartner for me. No, that's what you get when I talk. That's where I am. But I have this creator in my life. I have this creator who has taken me at numerous times, because I've surrendered numerous times, not just once. Who's my independence? Is he my independence? Okay. And this creator who has helped me when I have surrendered and asked for help. And sometimes that's my walking into an AA meeting and bawling my eyes out, or texting a sober woman and saying, I'm a freaking mess, I don't know what to do, I'm going to explode. Or sometimes it's just hitting my knees literally at home and saying, please help me. I didn't want that when I came in. I had no interest. I didn't want any of that touchy to do with God. I didn't want it. But it helped me. It helped me to feel okay. Dude, while I'm going through all of these whatevers I'm going through, it helped me. So even though I'm kind of animated right now, like for the most part during the day, I'm like this. Where I used to have to get high and excited, or I was desperate and dying. That was the time, wasn't it? Okay. So, I didn't want that. AA has taught me that sometimes what you want is not what you need. And AA has taught me that what you need, he will help you get. So if it's a meeting in Santa Maria, California, or a meeting in Florida, or a meeting in North Carolina, I'm going around a lot, you guys are here, and we provide that. You know, or I'm at work, and I'm running into somebody, I see a face, and I'm like, and you never know if other people are like, open, you know what I mean? You're like, I'm good with it, but what, you know, like, you know, you do the little wave, and there's AA in the middle of the day, and that's magic. Thanks for letting me be here.
Give another hand to Jillian.